The struggle is real. It's a second date update on the 20s with the Kayla Show on 102.7 The Bomb.
Okay, it's time for second date update on the 20s. We got Shanice on the line.
Shanine in the hand.
I thought you were going to go a little bit of this. You stood me up.
Oh, you forgot.
Yeah. Shanice, tell us about your date, sister. What'd y'all do? How'd it all end?
You know.
Why he ain't came back to you? Did you not give up the goods?
Did you not hate your smile?
Yeah, he didn't dig your smile. That
did
was it.
Did you not like your smile?
Yeah, yeah. You got buck teeth.
I love smile.
When I do smile, I look like a little snaggletoothy little bit.
Oh,
and
yeah. Then
you smell the halitosis.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm joking, Shanice. That is not
check
the case. You have a beautiful smile for which we like your... what is it? I love your smile. We love your smile. Tell us about your date.
Obviously.
This is awkward now.
I met Albert on Tinder. We went to the Break and Anger place.
Oh, Breaking! Like, love, shout out going to the peeps at Breaking Anger. Such great partners, such great people.
Yeah.
Sincerely, yeah. I've yet to go. MJ's gone.
That's so much fun.
A couple times already.
I've never been.
It
was
so much fun.
I went with my wife's and my wife, only one.
So apparently it's polygamy in the morning.
No. Oliver,
Fat Joe, Fat Polygamy Joe.
But with all of her educational friends, they're now working in the education department.
Yeah,
awesome steam, bro. It was awesome to see.
Oh, wow, okay. Yeah, I was invited once when we had him on the air years and years and years and years ago, and everyone I know has been there except me.
Oh, man.
Breaking Anger. Hey, Breaking Anger. This one goes out to you. Contact me, please.
Yeah, let's go.
Well, you know what? You know how much problems we've been having with the equipment? This is your...
We should use the equipment.
When it comes time to switch.
And break that in the rage room.
Yeah.
So you guys went to Breaking Anger. That sounds like a fun first date.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, honestly, I'd never been to a place like that. And I was a little unsure at first, but then once I got into it, it was so fun. I really felt like I got a lot of frustrations out. I had so much fun. And honestly, I don't know why Albert has been silent ever since then.
Aww.
Well, I mean, you didn't swing a hammer at him or anything, right? That's all I can think of. Yeah, it's just like friendly fire.
Plenty of objects I was going after, and it was so fun. I felt energized, excited afterwards. I'm like so ready for the second date.
Okay. I mean, you didn't look at him and be like, you ever cheat on me?
Yeah, you just cheered up those bro.
Yeah, that's not even deal. Yeah, that's deal. Olos. I'm going to make you survive this one and just live without.
Weasel, bro.
Yeah. Bring your high beams over here. Let me pinch and twist. Oh, man, the nip twist is the worst.
Oh, yes. I've
mastered the art, though. You pinch my nips and you twist them, bro. I'm good.
Yeah.
Luckily, I learned how to whistle through my teeth.
Oh. Oh, wow. How did you do that?
I could do that, too.
Wait, how did you do that?
I can't do the... I don't know. I cannot do the one where you stick your middle finger and thumb in your mouth and goes...
Yeah.
My father-in-law can do that, and you can hear it miles away, bro.
I always wanted to learn. You know how to do that?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. You do know how to do that. Okay, well, teach you the two...
With the teeth.
Oh, I almost got rid of the H there, bro. That came out wrong. Yeah, how to whistle between your teeth. So, Shanice, it ended good, though? Like, did you feel good about the date? Like, it was a nice goodbye, in other words.
Yeah, I thought so. It was like, this was so much fun. Like I said, I was like on a high, man. I was energized. Definitely thought we would do something again.
Okay. Aww. What was the guy's name again?
Albert.
All right. I tell you what, Shanice, you do sound very sweet. We're going to give Albert the D a call right now. Shame on him.
Yeah.
We'll figure out what happened. Ideally, get you guys reconnected. If not, you know, you'll have some closure, okay?
Okay.
One last question before we call him, though. You did it and was like, hey, bro, let me show you. I can whistle between my teeth.
Oh, yeah.
I wish I could do that. I probably would have.
I wish you could.
I wish all girls would marry me.
Every time it's about that time for some.
Yeah.
I'll just be looking over there and you'll be over there whistling between you.
That's so cool.
I'd be like, oh, they're calling me.
Oh, yeah.
They're calling me. All right, let's give Albert a call. Here we go.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, is this Albert?
Yeah, this is Albert.
Hey, Albert, it's the Keola Show, that's Fat Joe.
Hey, hey, hey.
Yeah, I knew you were going to do that. Andre over here.
How's it going?
What's up, Albert Einstein?
Yeah. Oh,
right. Fat Albert Einstein?
Fat Albert Einstein.
Yeah, well, I'm not that smart. Is this a joke? Is this really you guys?
Yeah. What's up, man? Gotta let you know, speaking of which, we are on the air. We made an outgoing phone call to you, so legally need your permission to keep this conversation going, if that's okay.
Ken.
Oh, no, absolutely, man. I love the show. This is cool.
Oh, appreciate you. All right. Well, Albert, we're calling about this girl you met on Tinder. You all went to Break in Anger for your first date. Hopefully that narrows it down.
Yes, it does.
Okay.
Do you love her smile?
Well, actually, she did have a nice smile or whatever. Okay. But it was kind of a weird, let's just say it was a weird experience. It was kind of frightening.
She sounds so sweet.
Yeah, like seriously, she sounds super nice and
such a sweetheart.
Killer would hit it.
I would definitely. She can whistle between her teats. Yes, absolutely. Yes, I would.
She sounds really sweet, and she looks really sweet. And most of the time, our date anyway, she acted really sweet, and then she. He did not, man.
Oh.
Yeah.
Could you elaborate a little bit?
Yeah.
Like, what exactly happened?
I'm assuming you guys talked to her or whatever, but did she tell you that we went to Break in Anger?
Yeah. That's a Tinder, Break in Anger. It was fun.
I thought it would be cool as a first date, right? So she talks really quietly and stuff, and, you know, she's nice, has a really cute laugh, and she had a very cool vibe, but she's like kind of shy. Whatever. So we get in there, and my whole thing is like, let's break some shit, man. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, dude, you're like, breaking anger. Yeah. I'm going in there. I'm like, yeah, girl, you hot, boy. Give me something. I'm about to break some shit right now. Look how strong I am. I'm like Thor with his hammer. Speaking of which, the hammer dolo.
Yeah, you.
Trust me, dude.
That's probably why they never invited me to break in anger. Thinking about it, I wouldn't invite me either.
Scared you use the wrong hammer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, check this out, girl. Wow. Me hit hard. Ping. On the TV.
Ouch. Oh,
that one hurt the shelf. Now.
Huge hamadolo.
Ouch.
So, anyway, me and my little prick. So anyway, you guys were going at it at Breaking Anger and letting out some rage.
Well, I'm going at it, right? But she's like really shy. And she's like, and I don't know how to do this. What should I break? You know, and how do I do it or whatever. So I just started like grabbing a whole bunch of stuff for her. And then you're like, have at it. Let loose. Get a sledgehammer. Get a bat. Break that or whatever. And then she's like hitting stuff, kind of like a little girl.
Kind of like me with my hammer.
Oh, gosh.
Ow.
Ow.
Oh, that hurt.
No, that actually felt good.
Meanwhile, the little piece of paper is still completely intact.
Yes.
So anyway, she's hitting this stuff, and I mean, it's kind of cute. She's making this little, like, screechy noise when she hits it, like, oh. But then, I don't know, man, something snapped with this girl, and it was like freaking Donkey Kong. She just starts, like, hitting stuff and screaming at the top of her lungs. Thing is, like, she's going, I can't even remember all the names. She's like, F you, Tom. You, Ricky, and like, you, Henry.
This took a hard U turn.
No way.
She is just smashing the shit out of anything. And reach, like, what the f?
She's over there.
Nice. And then she's like,
gosh damn you, Robin!
You didn't put out.
Oh, you freaking Travis! Why is it that you have the size of a Keola Amadolo? I was so excited about our future! You got there, I didn't!
Oh, wow.
Is it in?
Oh, no, dude. Let me tell you something. Like, I mean, we're laughing now, and I can kind of laugh out because I got out of there alive. It was not funny. The longer she went on, the nastier it got. Like, oh, Gavin, f*** you, you ruined my life. And James, you made me cry. But then she gets to, what the hell, David. Yeah, she's like, f*** you, David, for giving me. And then, like, all of a sudden, she just snaps out of it, and she just, like, stops, and she doesn't finish the sentence or whatever. And at this point, I'm just f***ing flipped
what
out.
The- Did David give you?
No, he hasn't. The clap was.
I'm like, whoa. Hey, please finish that sentence.
Was it the good stuff or was it the bad stuff?
Did he give you like a joint or did he give you the goddess of herpes? Like, what are we talking about? What was given to you by David? Gosh dang it. Now I want to know.
Yes, David.
Tell me about David. Did he give you something that required the doctor giving you another something to fix something that he gave you?
Is it even fixable?
Yes.
Oh, gosh.
It was like watching like a psychotic snap, right?
Oh, wow.
And she's kind of looking at me or whatever. I was just like, hey, who are those guys? And she's like, oh, those guys were like either exes or guys that she went on dates with. It's all from her past. And you know, some of them were from like elementary school. And, you know, she just had a lot of pent up aggression and she was kind of letting it out.
And all you're thinking about is,
oh, gosh.
Don't give a f*** about those guys. Tell me about David. Don't care what those other guys did. Screw them. I agree with you. So who's David and what happened with that? What was given? What was exchanged?
That's the thing, though, man. I specifically wanted to ask her about David.
Oh, God.
I would, too.
She's standing there telling me, and she's got this f***ing hammer in her hand still, right?
Oh.
You want to know about David?
A couple of times. Like, she's going to hit me or something. So I just like, you know what? I ain't pushing it. I just say, okay, yeah, you know, good for you for getting out of your frustration. But in my mind, I'm like, what the f***, man?
Yeah.
run.
Like boiling bunny in the f***ing pot nuts.
Jeez.
There's something bad happening here. And I'm telling you, she looks totally innocent. She's really total girl.
She sounds like a mouse.
Kind of vibe.
Yeah.
But nah, man.
Those are usually the craziest ones.
When she snaps, it's like silence of the lambs.
Oh my God.
Yikes.
It was scary.
Is it bad that I'm still just
scared.
Obsessed with what David gave her?
Like,
yeah, sure. Okay, good. She got anger issues. What did David give her?
Well, that's the only way to find out, man.
Yeah,
Albert, we have Shanice.
If you guys can find out, I'd love to know.
Well, we're about to find out.
Oh, yes.
The man. Let's get down to the bottom of this.
I forgot I should be cussing. I'm totally cussing.
What is wrong with you, man? You fucking potty mouth.
I got carried away.
Yeah, now it sounds like Morse code again. Great. Thank you, David. What's wrong with you?
I hope my mom's not listening.
I won't do that to Shanice, though, because she's a woman.
She might kick our butt.
She may have a hammer on in her hands, and who knows what's being given to her. Shanice!
Hey.
Hey, sorry, Albert. I was trying to tell you before you cut me off.
Yeah.
That Shanice is on the other line. She had called us to call you. Shanice,
we're not the bad guys, Kay. We just met.
Yes. Don't kill the messenger.
Yes, please.
Well, I don't know which one is more alarming to whom. Which, I mean, it's a rage room for crying out loud. You should be raging.
You should be letting out.
So I have a hard time chastising you for that. Because I think that's the purpose of it.
It is. Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
But David, the giver.
We need to know about David.
Tell us about what has been given from thy David. Or David.
Is it the gift that keeps on giving?
Or was it every kiss begins with K?
On that one.
Oh, no, that's a legitimate question. I'm sorry. Like, I'm thinking the same thing. Like, what did he give you and you still got it?
It was a promise ring, Albert. It's none of our business. It's a promise ring. Yeah. That was it, right, Shanice? A promise ring.
Listen, I think I didn't realize, like, you don't know what's behind this Band-Aid until you rip it off. I just didn't realize, I guess, how much I was holding inside. And then, you know, like you said, I was a little awkward at first, and then once I got into it, I mean, I thought it was amazing. I have a new lease on life. It was an amazing experience. I was yelling a lot of names. Some of them could have even been made up at that point. I was just, like, letting go. It was so great. Honestly, I can't thank you enough for taking me to that place, because I liked you. I really want to hang out with you again. It was just a great date for me. It was a great experience for me. Apparently, I really needed it.
Wow, the drastic difference from what the way it's been described to us by Albert versus right now. Yeah.
So the question never get answered yet. What did David give you? A Band-Aid.
Joe, thank you. Okay, when I've moved on, Joe holds on to it.
Yes, I need to know.
Yeah, we take turns, apparently, Shanice. There's no out here.
Well, I'm happy.
And as soon as Joe's moved on, then it's MJ.
Yeah, I'm happy Breaking Anger was able to do that. that for you because that's what they're there for.
Well, that's the point of it. Yeah, yes. Albert, if I make it, Shanice is back. It's called a rage room.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. It's a rage room. You know, you get out your frustrations and stuff. But I'm telling you, and no offense, honey, it was frightening. This is not like it's your run-of-the-mill, hey, I'm frustrated with work, or this person, like, pisses me off or whatever. This was like, I mean, it was scary. It was years and years of pent-up frustration. That's fine. I get that, too. But not like this, man. I've never seen anything that violent in person before, and I've been to, like, MMA fights, okay? Like, this is...
Yeah,
all this
tells
she was crazy. It was a little bipolar.
All
cool.
this tells
what did
me
David
she's a
give you, Shanice? What happened with
stop
that? I'm joking. I'll stop. I'll stop.
Yeah, yeah, no. Well, seriously.
Was it contracted or was it the gift? Like, what are we talking about here?
The big O.
The big H. Well,
to hear someone say that I was that scary, I mean, it kind of makes me laugh. Like, if you meet me, I mean, no one would ever be thinking I'm the scariest thing they've ever seen.
Yeah,
well, you don't sound like it.
Yeah, Albert, you don't sound like it.
Once again, me having not been to the rage room at Break in Anger, the best way I could kind of compare it to somebody getting overly ecstatic about the one gift that they wanted the most for Christmas.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That is an 8-year-old kid.
Mm-hmm.
That's the point behind a gift, is to hopefully bring joy to that person.
That's mm-hmm. right.
So heaven forbid that they smile, they communicate appreciation and excitement for the gift that they receive.
Yeah.
And now, like, you're holding Shanice liable for her raging in a rage room.
No, that's not it. Okay, imagine this. Like, you're so excited that you got this great gift for Christmas or your birthday or whatever, that you, I don't know, crush somebody's skull like a turnip or bite them in the face. I'm telling you.
Gosh dang, what's your family like when you get pumped up? Holy smokes.
Hope you got all the gifts you wanted for Christmas.
It was scary. I mean, at one point, it was like I almost wanted to run out of the room and grab, hey, man, there's a problem in here or whatever.
Like, are we talking Exorcist kind of scary or?
Yes.
Oh, head twisting around 360 degrees, like, then making 720,
no,
okay, then 1080.
But not bipolar, but it was like 1 second. She was this
the Shanice that we hear right now.
Yes.
The sweet one.
Yes, exactly. And then the next second, she wasn't, man.
I hate you, Albert. I hate this.
Oh, it was years of pent-up frustration. No way. There's no way, man.
That was a lot of names that she
I'm so
too.
Mad for what you gave me, Albert.
And it was like lifetimes worth of, like, aggression.
Wow. By the way, Shanice, what did David give you? Didn't ask. It's none of our business.
Way too much, dude. That's all I can tell you.
I hear you. Yeah. All right, cool. Well, Albert, it sounds like you made up your mind. Anyone else got any? I just think it's a rage room. If you rage, even if you
that's
get a little carried away with it, that's the point behind it.
It is. Yes. It is the point.
Not aggression. She fought her in a rage. Where's yours? Who do you have to make you feel better?
Well, hopefully you're not listening to female names of exes, because that's just unacceptable. Maybe someone that bullied you in high school?
Yeah, or every girl I rejected you, but it's probably a long
well,
list.
Well, I feel it's weird, you're slamming something with a hammer, like, Amanda! I don't know, like,
Nancy!
Nadia!
Oh, yes.
And I'd be like, dude, what the f*** is wrong with you?
Yeah,
well, list off the bullies, you prick.
Jeez.
So, all right, we pay for dinner and drinks, Albert. Would you be interested in going out with Shanice again? Hold on.
No.
It's lighten the mood a little bit.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, put a little Shanice, I love your smile. We pay for some dinner and drinks, and I'll go somewhere happy.
Yeah.
Like, where's a happy place?
Dave and Buster's.
Yeah. Dave and Buster's is good, unless she beat her at a game that she beat the shit out of you, buddy.
There's that boxing gear over there,
you know. Yeah, the boxing gear. She hits it, it's like 240 PSI. Albert comes in with a roundhouse right, it's like 80.
This whole experience has me wanting to try things I've never tried before. Like, I want to go skydiving next or something. I really want to. I have have a whole new life right now. A whole new lease on life.
There you go.
Wow, that's
Albert,
amazing.
She sounds like she's a rejuvenated, renewed person.
And yeah. She wants to jump out of a plane with you.
Listen, I am really, really happy for you, and I'm glad you enjoyed it, and you got it.
And I like my olos attached, whatever, and I want all of my appendages not severed.
I can't unsee what I saw.
Yeah.
It was scary, and I hope I'm wrong. I'm sure you're going to meet somebody that you'll get along with great, and I'm not that guy.
Okay, yeah. Hold on. Albert, I got one last Hail Mary pass here.
Right. Mm-hmm. Catch it.
And I think this could possibly be it. We'll see. Take that moment at the Rage Room in Break in Anger that you saw with Shanice. Now pivot that energy when you're horizontal.
Oh, ooh, yes.
That might be good, yeah.
Imagine.
Yeah,
the other kind, is the sledgehammer. She's going to do some work with it.
One, I'd probably end up attracting it too. I don't want to hear 9 or 10 guys' other names while we're horizontal, though.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's a whole other second date update conversation that we're not going to divulge into. Yeah.
You can add yourself to that list.
I have no idea what David gave her. I think I'm not getting horizontal until I find out what David gave her. You know
I forgot about that.
So, Shanice, I'm joking.
For real, though, Shanice.
Stop it.